It's a hobby or a sport?
Yes, it's a hobby. It's just fun stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm very happy to have Clémence.
Thank you.
And Clémence will present their hobby efforts called Skip2S, and I'm very happy to hear about it.
Thank you. So welcome to Malcol. Does everyone hear me well? Okay. So I had always this question of what happens when you design and implement the entire stack? Because I kind of have like this obsession about operating systems from like when I was really young. So I started building like operating system like Visual Basic. But now I got a bit better at it, and now I build them in C++, I guess. So quick information about me. So as you said, my name is Clémence. By day, I mostly work on a browser engine. But by night, I like to hack on operating system. My website is smnx.sh, but everything was in the QR code, and I will show it again at the end of the slide. So what are we talking about today? We are going to talk about my hobby operating system called SkiftOS. It's aimed to be this kind of general purpose desktop environment and operating system. And it's based on a microkernel. And it features what I will mean a rich C++ framework. And obviously, I hate POSIX and I will fight against it. So what are the goals of this project? Mostly it's about having fun and learning, but maybe do a bit of research and try some new stuff. So what is the current stage of the project? It's mainly a really early stage. Most components are mostly like proof of concept, meaning that I've basically like written like the 10% of the code that provide like the 30% of the features. It's in total around 100,000 line of code, and it features a full desktop. And so from now on, this talk will be will follow the boot process of the operating system, and we'll stop at each stages, and we will discuss what each of the components and what they do and how they work. So I have included the build stage in it because building an operating system is already kind of complicated. So I will then we'll talk about the handoff, so from the platform firmware to the operating system, how we handle that, then init system, and finally what happened during the runtime of the operating system. So during the build time, we'll talk about the build system called Qt-Kit. So what is Qt-Kit? Is this kind of a cargo-inspired build system and package manager for C++. It's brutally designed for C++ modules. And it's, I would mean like it's battery included, meaning it will support all the life cycle of your software, meaning it can do linting, fusing, profiling, and obviously building your project. And what is the main idea between Qt-Kit is the Qt-Kit component. A Qt-Kit component is like a loose bag of code and data and a manifest that describes some piece of the operating system. So for example, here I have a component called kermsys .skif, which is the SkiftOS implementation of the kerm system framework, meaning it's the abstraction over all the system APIs. And to describe this component, we use these JSON structures. So on the top, we have like the name of the component, what kind of component is it. Here, it's a library. And then we have like this tiny predicate that tells, this component will enable only if it's in the system is skiffed. But as you can see, it's a list, so you can, it's kind of a whitelist kind of thing. Then it will tell what is required. For example, here, it will require the C runtime. And it will provide kermsys.impl, so the implementation of kermsys. And we can have like multiple implementation. For example, we can have like kermsys.posix that will abstract POSIX under kermsys. Okay, so